الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وجنوده أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يسألونك عن الأنفال قل الأنفال لله والرسول فاتقوا الله وأصلحوا ذات بينكم وأطيعوا الله ورسوله إن كنتم مؤمنين صدق الله العظيم يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم جزا الله عنا نبينا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله After the battle was over, Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم remained behind in Badr for 3 days. However, he sent 2 Sahaba رضي الله عنهم to Medina Munawwara to pass on the glad tidings of victory to the people of Medina Munawwara. Obviously, it wasn't a time of the ease of communication. They were out of Medina Munawwara for a few days, and the people in Medina Munawwara would be anxious to know what has happened to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam sent Hazrat Abdullah bin Rawaha radiallahu an to the people of Aliyah, to the higher part of Medina Munawwara, that area. He sent Abdullah bin Rawaha radiallahu an, and he sent Sayyiduna Zayd ibn Haritha radiallahu an to the lower end of Medina Munawwara, where the Masjid al-Nabawi ala sahibiha alfu salatin wa tahiyya is. When Sayyiduna Zayd radiallahu an reached Medina Munawwara, it coincided with the time when the Sahaba radiallahu anhum had just finished burying the blessed and respected daughter of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the wife of Sayyiduna Uthman radiallahu anha, Sayyida Ruqayya radiallahu anha. Which meant that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because of being out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, did not even participate in the janazah of his own daughter. Explaining to us the importance of striving in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sometimes, when the need is great, then it takes preference over our personal issues as well. On the night after the battle of Badr, there was a difference that had taken place between the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. Obviously, these things happened in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam with the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, so that they can be a guideline for the ummah till the day of Qiyamah. That at times when there's issues of joint interest, then there will be difference of opinion, because people's nature is different. When the nature of people is different, then there will definitely be difference in their views as well. So in the similar manner, among the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, and as I explained, as a lesson for the ummah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allowed this difference to take place between the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. What was the nature of the difference? There were 3 groups of Sahaba radiallahu anhum with regards to the battle. One group was that group that was engaged in fighting, and they gave chase to the enemy. They pursued the enemy. They chased them for some distance to make sure that they won't regroup and come back and re-attack. When that group was pursuing the enemy, then another group of Sahaba radiallahu anhum went onto the battlefield, and they collected the spoils of war. They collected the booty. And there was a third group, a smaller group, that was protecting Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We explained Sa'ad ibn Mu'adh radiallahu anhu had suggested the building of that shelter or hut for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he and a group of Ansar, they protected Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So now there was this difference of opinion among the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. Those that collected the booty felt that because we collected the booty, we have the greatest right to the booty, and the booty belongs to us. But those Sahaba radiallahu anhum that were actively involved in fighting, and they pursued, they gave chase to the enemy, they felt that we also had to do the important work that we did. If we didn't do this work, then the enemy could have come and attacked you. And that group of Sahaba radiallahu anhum that was protecting Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they explained that if we had to leave our post to pursue the enemy or to collect the booty, then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would be unprotected. Therefore, we had to fulfill that role as well. So this slight difference of opinion had taken place between the Sahaba radiallahu anhum based on this issue. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down important guidelines. And as I explained, that these were guidelines for the ummah till qiyamah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الْأَنْفَالِ. They are discussing, they are asking regarding the booty, regarding the spoils of war. قُلِ الْأَنْفَالُ لِلَّهِ وَالرَّسُولِ. Say that who will decide regarding who will get and who won't get the spoils of war. This is Allah and Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They will decide. At this time, the detailed laws of the portions and the shares of the spoils of war were not yet revealed. Later on, detailed guidelines came down. But at that time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, that this matter you don't need to interfere in. You don't need to worry about this matter. Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will decide regarding this matter. However, the matter of greater importance is فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَأَصْلِحُوا ذَاتَ بَيْنِكُمْ. That fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and better your relationships. This relationship that you have, this relationship of a difference, etc., this should not become a means of disunity among you. So فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَأَصْلِحُوا ذَاتَ بَيْنِكُمْ. But the very important aspect that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions here, and a great lesson for us as well, everyone is concerned about unity. Unity in a family, unity in a community, unity on the broader scale between the Muslim countries, etc. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives the recipe for unity, and that is taqwa. The consciousness, awareness and fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because when a person has the consciousness of Allah, he has the fear of Allah, then he will never oppress anyone. So if there is some difference in a business partnership, now every partner has the consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he won't take one cent that he is doubtful about. Forget one cent that doesn't belong to him. One cent that he has a doubt regarding, he won't take it. Because he knows one day I have to stand before Allah and give an account for that. And like this, if we have to extend this, this taqwa and this consciousness and awareness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a guaranteed prescription for unity. If we have the taqwa, we have the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then there will be unity, our hearts will be united. Some ulama explain a very important point, and they say that the Surah Al-Anfal discusses many ayat or many aspects relating to Badr. Many of the ayat that we discussed previously, إِذْ يُغَشِيكُمُ النُّعَاسَ أَمَنَهُ, with regards to the slumber that overcame Sahaba radiallahu anhum, with regards to the angels coming down, with regards to Rasulullah s.a.w. throwing that handful of sand, all these ayat come in this surah. However, although those aspects, in terms of the sequence of events, those aspects happen first, but Allah mentioned them later on. And the aspect of the difference relating to the booty and spoils of war, that happened at the end, but Allah starts off the surah regarding it. يَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الْأَنْفَالِ is the beginning of the surah, to show to us the importance of being united. As we said, difference of opinion is something which is natural, but this should not lead to disputes and fights, etc. Rather, our hearts should be united. And this is a very, very great lesson that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has imparted to the ummah through this small incident that had taken place between the Sahaba radiallahu anhum as a lesson for us. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had handed over the booty to a certain Sahabi radiallahu an, Ansari Sahabi Abdullah bin Ka'ab al-Ansari radiallahu an, to take care of it, and he did not distribute the booty in Badr. After traveling for some time, when Rasulullah SAW and Sahaba radiallahu anhum reached a place called Safra, here Rasulullah SAW had distributed the booty. Apart from distributing the booty among the Sahaba radiallahu anhum that participated in Badr, Nabi SAW also allotted a share of the booty for 8 Sahaba radiallahu anhum that did not participate. One of them was Sayyidina Uthman bin Affan radiallahu an. On the instruction of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he did not participate in Badr. He remained behind in Madinah Munawwara to take care of his wife. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave him a share of the booty. And there were other similar Sahaba radiallahu anhum, whom because of certain reason, some of them were injured en route. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam sent them to Madinah Munawwara. Some of them, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam sent them for an important task. And because of that, they could not participate in the battle. Out of his justice, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave them a share of the booty. They did not participate because of my instruction. That's why, although they did not participate, I will give them a share. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam also moved and traveled with the 70 prisoners that they had. And when he reached the same place, Safra, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam instructed with the killing of one of the prisoners, Nadar ibn al-Harith. And when they moved a little further, at a place named Irq al-Zubya, then Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam instructed that another prisoner, Uqba bin Abi Mu'ayt, should be killed as well. Now the reason for these two being killed is that both of them were arch enemies of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and of Islam. Not only were they disbelievers, one is a person, he is a disbeliever or he is doing something wrong, but if his wrong is restricted to himself, that person can be tolerated to a certain extent.
But these two, Nadar ibn al-Harith and Uqba ibn Mu'ayd, they were like a cancer. They were causing problems for others as well. It's known, they were notorious for the wrong agendas that they had and the wrong things that they had done against Islam and the Muslims. Like Nadar ibn al-Harith would turn the people away from the recitation of the Qur'an Majeed. He would relate to them stories of the Persian kings, etc. And in this way, he would turn them away from the Qur'an Majeed. Uqba bin Abi Mu'ayd was that wretched individual who threw the entrails of the camel on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when he was in sajda. And he was also that wretched person who spat in the Mubarak face of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This was the end result of disrespect. Disrespect is something so serious and so abhorred by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that this could not be tolerated. And although the other prisoners, other kuffar, they were later on set free on ransom, but these two were not allowed to live and they were killed. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reached Madinah Munawwara, then he distributed the prisoners among the people of Madinah Munawwara for them to take care of them. But the justice of Islam again and the kindness of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned to them, istawsu bil usara khayran, that treat them in a good way. Treat them in a good way. They treated them in such a good way that Abu Aziz ibn Umayr radiallahu an, later on became a sahabi, the brother of Mus'ab ibn Umayr radiallahu an, he says, I was in the care of some Ansaris. And he says that they themselves would suffice on eating dates and the nice food, the bread, etc. they would give me to eat. There's other incidents like this also where the prisoners explain how well they were treated. Some of them explain that those that were taking care of us, the Muslims that were taking care of us, the Sahaba radiallahu anhu that were taking care of us, they would be walking on foot and they would allow us to ride on the conveyance because of the instruction of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, istawsu bil usara khayran. Among the prisoners, one very important prisoner was the uncle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyiduna Abbas bin Abdul Muttalib radiallahu an. Some narrations suggest that Abbas radiallahu an accepted Islam prior to this, but he had concealed his Islam. And other narrations explain that on this occasion, during his time in Madinah Munawwara as a prisoner, this was the time when he accepted Islam, but still he concealed his Islam, and upon the instruction of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he went back to Makkah Mukarramah, and prior to Fathu Makkah, the conquest of Makkah Mukarramah, Abbas radiallahu anhu finally exposed his Islam, and then he had moved over to Madinah Munawwara. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam obviously was concerned about his uncle Abbas radiallahu anhu. It's mentioned that the night after the battle of Badr, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam could not fall off to sleep. So when the Sahaba radiallahu anhu asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, why can't you fall off to sleep? He says that I heard my uncle Abbas moaning. Because of him being tied in chains, I heard him crying, I heard him moaning. And because of that, I cannot sleep. And one narration explains that the Ansar had threatened that they will kill Abbas radiallahu anhu. He was captured by the Ansar. The incident of his capture also is quite interesting. A Sahabi by the name of Abul Yasar radiallahu anhu had captured Abbas radiallahu anhu. But he was a Sahabi with a very small build. And Abbas radiallahu anhu was big in size. He was a muscular person. He had a good build. So later on, when this Ansari Sahabi was asked, Abu Yasir radiallahu anhu was asked, that how did you manage to capture Abbas radiallahu anhu? And Abbas radiallahu anhu was asked, how did you get captured by this small Sahabi, small in size? So Abbas radiallahu anhu says, that you're saying he is small in size. When he came to capture me, he looked like a mountain. Rasulullah ﷺ explained that it was an angel that was assisting the Sahabi. The Sahabi also explained to Rasulullah ﷺ, and Nabi ﷺ asked, how did you capture Abbas radiallahu anhu? He says that an angel had assisted me. I could not capture him on my own. So nevertheless, Rasulullah ﷺ was concerned about his uncle. He heard him moaning. And there was that fear that he could be killed. Sayyiduna Umar radiallahu anhu asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, should I go and speak to the Ansar on your behalf? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, please go and speak to them. So he goes to the Ansar, those that had captured Abbas radiallahu anhu, and he says to them, why don't you set Abbas radiallahu anhu free? Take him out from his shackles. Obviously not that send him away to Makkah Mukarramah. They say, he's our prisoner, why must we set him free? So Umar radiallahu anhu said something very important to them. He said to them, فَإِن كَانَ لِرَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ فِيهِ رِضًا. What if I tell you that this will secure the happiness of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Now this was the greatest thing for the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, the happiness of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They say, by all means, if it's the happiness of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then take him. Umar radiallahu anhu, as he is walking with Abbas radiallahu anhu, taking him to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, He pleads to Abbas radiallahu anhu, and he says to him, Ya Abbas Aslim. O Abbas, please accept Islam. Please accept Islam. فَوَاللَّهِ لَأَن تُسْلِمَ أَحَبُّ إِلَيَّ مِنْ أَيُّسْلِمَ الْخَطَّابِ Your Islam is so dear to me, even more dear than the Islam of my own father. Why? Because your Islam will bring so much of happiness to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. My father's accepting Islam will not bring that amount of happiness to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam like your accepting Islam will bring happiness to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Later on, the same Ansari Sahaba radiallahu anhum that had captured Abbas radiallahu anhu when they realized the importance of the person and how Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was concerned, they came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and he suggested, O Nabi of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, allow us to set Abbas radiallahu anhu free without taking anything from him. And they say, allow us to set our cousin free. The reason why the word cousin was used, because the grandmother of Abbas radiallahu anhu, the mother of Abdul Muttalib, was an Ansariya. She was from Madinah Munawwara. So Abbas radiallahu was their second cousin. So they say, allow us to set our cousin free. Now, there's a very important point here. If they said, allow us to set your uncle free, then it would give the impression that because he's your uncle, that's why we will favor him. Because he's your uncle, we will favor him. They did not want Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to even feel like this, that because he's my uncle, that's why he is being set free. Rather, they say he's our relative, he's our cousin, he's our second cousin, allow us to set him free. But Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says to them, narration of Sahih Bukhari, Wallahi la tadharuna minhu dirhaman. Allah's qasam, you won't leave 1 cent, 1 dirham, every dirham of the ransom you will take. Why? Again, this impression must not be created that because he's the uncle of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he is being favored. He has wealth. There's many incidents about Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam explaining to him, you have that wealth, you have that wealth. That also became the reason for his Islam. He initially told Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I don't have so much of money. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what about the money you gave your wife? He says, O Nabi of Allah, no one knows about this money. And then he accepted Islam on that occasion. So, because he had wealth, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to the Ansar that don't favor him because of him being my uncle. Rather, the justice of Islam is, although he's my uncle, he will also pay the ransom. Inshallah, we will continue. Wa sallallahu ala sayyidina wa maulana Muhammadi wa alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.